Hi, welcome to the show today. My name's Anisha Pandoria, and we have a very special virtual guest in the studio. So please introduce yourself and tell us where you've come from.
Hi, I'm Josh Garver. I am a software architect and Visual Studio ALM Ranger, and I hail from Buffalo, New York.
Oh, fantastic. Great. So we will come back and pick your brain a little bit later in the show.
Absolutely.
Great, thanks. So let's crack on. So the Rangers have been busy working in Sprint 83 on quite a few projects. The first one being Create Quality PowerShell DSC resources for DevOps and ALM practitioners. The team have been busy completing and are ready to release the XFile properties resource, the XFile system permission resource, the XOU resource, and the XXML modifier resource as part of the resource kit once all the bugs are resolved. The team is very close, so not long to go now, so well done to the team so far. With the Create Quality PowerShell DSC scenarios for DevOps and ALM practitioners project, the team are currently working towards making progress with the scenarios. For example, the install and configure TFS 2013 on a single ATDT server in a workgroup scenario. They're using SQL Express install and configure TFS 2013 on a single ATDT server in a workgroup scenario. And they're using SQL Express and deploy a DB DACPAC scenario as well. With the update test planning guidance project, the team has made progress with upgrading the guide, and they have also completed the guidance as well. The guidance is currently going through review with the product owner, and we should hear more from them very shortly. And the technical debt guidance project, the team have actually completed working on the critical guidance for the build event, which just passed. They have also started working on related spikes. I will leave the link to the guide below in the description. So with other updates that have been happening in the Ranger world, we have updated the Visual Studio ALM Ranger blog, which I will leave the link below in the description. It's much cleaner, simpler, and so much easier to navigate and find the information on. I also want to highlight the last two posts that you'll see on the screen as well. The first is 7 major checkpoints involved in starting an ALM Rangers project checklist. This is a great post which highlights the next steps involved once a project idea is confirmed from user voice. It also explains what and why each step is needed and how it can help. It's definitely a great read, so I recommend catching up on that as well. The other post I want to highlight is the 7 cool features we noticed on Visual Studio Online today, which highlights some of the fantastic areas that are being introduced in VSO. This is also a fantastic post to get a quick, bite-sized, manageable piece into some of the new areas that are either coming or have been introduced and are currently present as well. So with that, let's move over to Josh virtually, of course, and find out more about what he's been working on, something called Frankenbuild. So over to you, Josh.
Yes, not to be confused with Frankenberry, which only comes around Halloween time.
Right, exactly.
In some of my adventures with the Rangers, I've been doing some work with dogfooding the TFS build vNext, especially with respect to Visual Studio. And part of what I wanted to do was highlight not only the ease of use with the new build system, but also the fact that it's cross-platform. And I got to thinking, hey, I got a bunch of junk laying around my house, a bunch of old machines. I wonder if I could repurpose them and turn them into build agents. So I did that with a couple of old PC server boxes that I had. And I got to thinking, well, maybe I could use an old Mac Mini. So I got myself a refurbished Mac Mini, and I turned that into a build agent for Xcode and for some Android stuff that I was working on. I then thought, wouldn't it be cool to have a Raspberry Pi that was a build agent? Again, might be a kind of edge case. I don't really think that you're going to run into too many data centers where you've got wall-to-wall Raspberry Pi 2 units running, but the fact that you can actually do it kind of inspired me to see exactly what I could do with that particular thing. And I kind of coined the term Frankenbuild just because it's a bunch of hodgepodge stuff that I've got laying around the house. And I figure if I can get to work on a bunch of old equipment, then it should really scream in, you know, production-ready bare metal and even VMs. I mean, you should have no issue running really, really solid stuff with it. So I've always kind of taken that approach with development projects. If I can get something to build and run on an older machine, then I feel really comfortable getting it into production where, you know, you've probably got 3 to 4 times the resources or more.
Great, great stuff. And I also know that you're going to be sharing a demo as well, right? So I will post the link in the description below so that everyone can have a look at what you've been doing.
Yes, and the demo itself has to do with using Apache Cordova, which I know there's some support for Visual Studio tools as well as the standard command line stuff. And I really wanted to try and capture different ways of working with Cordova that would help to bring developers of all inclinations, shall we say, into the fold and see exactly how you can use this cross-platform framework and use TFS BuildVNext to actually build platform-independent deliverables for your project. So with the walkthrough, it ends up taking a really simple Apache Cordova project, adding in the environments that you need for iOS, Android, and for Windows, and it takes you through setting up all the builds, takes you through, you know, prerequisites, what you need to get installed on all of your machines to make sure that the agents run properly, and even gets into some Git for beginners stuff too. So there's a little bit of stuff in there for everybody.
Nice. Looking forward to that, Josh. Great stuff. Okay. So because we have you with us virtually, let's find out more about you. So if you could just kind of give us a summary about your role that you currently do in your day job, as well as some of the things that you've been working with the Rangers as well.
Sure. So my current position is software architect, and I work for a consulting company here in Buffalo, local to kind of the Western New York area. So Buffalo, Rochester is really the main market for us. Right now I'm on a project dealing more with an enterprise architecture type of project where, you know, it's a high profile regional customer who is looking to do a swap and replace on a very large system, and a lot of downstream systems are impacted by that. So there's a lot of stuff to pay attention to. A lot of meetings, a lot of discussions to have discussions. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so you definitely kept busy then, aren't you? I don't know how you managed to do your day job as well as do some of the Ranger stuff and then...
Well, seeing as how I haven't gotten cloning down yet, I really couldn't, I just have no idea. I don't know how I do it either, to be honest with you.
Well, that's definitely dedication and passion right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I definitely will make time to do the Ranger stuff just because ALM is my passion. It's something that as I've gone through my development career, I've gotten more and more into as something that I really think is valuable. It's something that I put a lot of stake in, and I try to make sure that everyone I work with has the same kind of viewpoint on that. And it's about quality. It's about making sure that you're putting something out that adheres to a standard and that you have a nice consistent process in place so that, you know, you don't have issues falling through the cracks. And I've worked in plenty of places where that has been the case, and I've worked in some places where I've been able to institute things that take care of those problems that fall through the cracks. So it's been rewarding in that respect. From a Ranger's perspective, I've worked on the migration to VSO from TFS, the part 2 walkthrough. Mm-hmm. I did a little bit of a cameo appearance on that. I also did a lot of work with the dog fooding of VSO and BuildVNext. And I don't know if I'm allowed to mention the mythical creature that goes along with that or not. So, but initially I was looped in into the Project Unicorn project, and that's where a lot of the R&D for BuildVNext ended up coming from, was kind of coming off of that project and into, you know, the early alpha state of BuildVNext and working through all the different agent deploys and the different build configurations and build steps and stuff like that. So it's definitely been a lot of fun. It's been really interesting, and I got the I got the in for VSO extensions and for work item extensions too. So I'm going to be playing around with some extensibility APIs, which as a nerd makes me very happy.
It definitely sounds like you're doing a lot of dog fooding, which is what the Rangers are about. We love to try out new stuff and give early on feedback to the product group so that they can actually improve their product as well. So you're definitely doing a fantastic job, Josh.
Well, thank you very much.
Great stuff. So what are you looking forward to either coming up or with the Rangers or even perhaps in your role?
Let's see. So I'm looking forward to a couple of things. One is the next project that I'm working on, which I'll give you a little bit of a teaser. It's going to involve NodeBots. It's going to involve continuous delivery. And hopefully it will not include the creation of Skynet. Hopefully. I can't make any guarantees. But there should be some interesting stuff in there. From a professional perspective, I'm also going to be going for my MCSD in ALM.
Nice.
So I'm excited about that. I'm also going to be working on getting some very targeted DevOps and ALM messaging and product development going for my company as well, which we previously have not had a competency in. So. My company's kind of tapped me as the go-to person to put that stuff together. So that's going to be consuming a lot of my time as well, but definitely worth it.
I really don't know how you manage to do it. You must have 100 hours in a day rather than it being a standard 24-hour day.
I just don't sleep. That's what it is.
Great. Well, it's been fantastic having you virtually on the show, and this is the first time we've had a virtual guest. We did have a few hiccups on at the beginning, but we've managed to iron everything out. So it's been great, and it's been great to have you on the show, Josh.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me virtually.
Great. Thank you so much. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.